from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Bali crowned as the world's favorite destinations at ITB Berlin 2026. Indonesia prepares evacuation of citizens in Tehran to Baku. And now the news in details. Indonesia won the Traveler's Choice Awards Best of the Best 2026 at the ITB Berlin 2026 event series. This award serves as an indicator of international recognition of the quality and competitiveness of Indonesia's tourist destinations. Rizka Fadila has the details.
Indonesia, through the Ministry of Tourism, has once again achieved global recognition by winning the Traveler's Choice Award Best of the Best 2026 from TripAdvisor. In her speech at the ITB Berlin 2026 event on Wednesday, March 4th, Indonesian Minister of Tourism Widianti Putri expressed appreciation to all tourism stakeholders and Indonesian people who have contributed to maintaining the quality and sustainability of tourism destinations in Indonesia.
On behalf of the government and the people of Indonesia, I am deeply honored and truly humbled to accept the Traveler's Choice Award Best of the Best 2026 from the world's largest travel guide platform, TripAdvisor.
On the occasion with the Minister of Tourism and the Indonesia Tourism Team, Senior Director of TripAdvisor, Justin Reid, officially recognized Bali as the world's best destination according to TripAdvisor 2026 Traveler's Choice Best of the Best Award. This award reflects the high level of satisfaction among international tourists regarding the quality of the destination and tourism services in Bali.
To be here with the Minister today and the whole team from Indonesia Tourism to recognise Bali as the number one destination in the world in the TripAdvisor 2026 Traveller's Choice Best of the Best Awards.
According to the Minister of Tourism, Indonesia participation in ITB Berlin 2026 on March 3rd to 5th, 2026 is a strategic momentum to strengthen Indonesia's position as a premier destination in the European and global market. She stated commitment to maintaining destination quality standards, strengthening data-driven and market trend-based promotions, and ensuring inclusive and sustainable tourism growth for the national economy. Rizka Fadila, reporting from Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia Foreign Minister Sugiono gave a statement during a doorstep interview at the Presidential Palace on Wednesday, March 4, 2026, regarding plans to evacuate 15 Indonesian citizens in Tehran, Iran. He said this step was taken after they submitted an official request for repatriation to the Indonesian government. The foreign minister explained that the evacuation process would be carried out by land to Baku, Azerbaijan, because Iranian airspace is currently still closed. Meanwhile, he added that none of the Indonesian citizens in Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain have submitted evacuation requests yet. Indonesia's Foreign Minister Sugiono called Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud on March 4th to discuss the latest escalations of conflicts in the Middle East. During the call on Wednesday, both sides expressed deep concerns over rising tensions that could further undermine regional security and stability. Minister Sugiono underscored the importance of upholding the principles of sovereignty and territorial integrity of every state in accordance with international law and the UN Charter. He added that Indonesia consistently promotes conflict resolution through dialogue and diplomacy to maintain peace and stability in the region. American-British rating agency Fitch Ratings on Wednesday, March 4th, revised Indonesia's credit outlook to negative, while affirming the country's credit rating at BBB. In its official report, Fitch stated that policy uncertainty, along with the erosion of policy mix consistency and credibility, were the reason behind the decision. Responding to the move, Governor of Indonesia, Central Bank Indonesia, Peri Warjio, said in a press release on Wednesday that the outlook downgrade does not reflect a weakening of Indonesia's economic fundamentals. Meanwhile, the affirmation of Indonesia's BBB rating reflects global confidence in the country's strong economic fundamentals. According to Peri Warjio, Indonesia's economic resilience is evident in solid domestic economic growth amid global uncertainty, well-controlled inflation, and a strengthening rupiah exchange rate. The government of Japan reinforced its commitment to security cooperation and supporting Indonesia police reform by consolidating the network of Indonesia police officers who previously underwent training in Japan during their Ramadan gathering in Jakarta.
The Embassy of Japan in Indonesia hosted the Iftar Charge the Affairs with members of the Indonesian National Police alumni of the police training program in Japan on Wednesday at the ambassador's residence in South Jakarta. The event brought together Indonesian National Police officers who had completed training in Japan, experts from the Japan International Cooperation Agency JICA, as well as officials from Embassy of Japan. Japan and Indonesia have implemented police training program since 2001 with more than 400 Indonesian police officers participating in training in Japan through 2025. In his remarks, Charge the Affairs at Interim of the Embassy of Japan in Indonesia, Miyachin Mitsuru, reaffirmed Japan's support for Indonesian police reform through sustained training initiatives.
The seminar on comparative police administration, known as Kokutoku, is organized by the Japanese police and JICA as part of the program to support reform of the Indonesian National Police. Since 2001, more than 400 participants have visited Japan and received training from the Japanese police.
Program Manager for JICA, Indonesian National Police Corporation, Akira Nakanishi, expressed hope that the alumni would continue to play an active role in advancing the concept of a police force that serves the community.
Going forward, I sincerely hope that you will continue to play an important role in realizing a police force for the community by making the most of your valuable experience in Japan.
Hasnan Nur Afifah, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Culture Fadli Zon reaffirmed the government's commitment to advancing regulatory reforms to create a fairer and more sustainable music ecosystem. For more details, by Ofra with the reports.
Minister of Culture Fadli Zon stated that the government will propose strengthened regulations to improve Indonesia's national music ecosystem. He stated it at the All Indonesia Composers Congress in Jakarta on Wednesday, March 4, 2026. According to him, regulatory reform is necessary to prevent prolonged disputes over the rights and position of songwriters within the music industry. The government aims to ensure fair legal certainty for all stakeholders in the sector.
Tentu kami juga nanti di Kementerian Kebudayaan akan memberikan satu usulan-usulan terhadap undang-undang.
Certainly, at the Ministry of Culture, we will put forward proposals regarding the bill currently under discussion, and hopefully these will help support the music ecosystem, particularly in ensuring that everyone receives a fair proportion, including creators, singers, producers, labels, and others involved in this field.
Baik pencipta, penyanyi, produser, label, maupun mereka yang terkait dalam hal ini.
The minister further said that through stronger regulations and a healthier ecosystem, Indonesian music can grow more competitively. He expressed optimism that the sector can become a driver of the cultural economy while expanding Indonesia's presence on the international stage.
Research from the Indonesian National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, are developing research on the utilization of low-grade chromite asan as a raw material for the metal industry. This research aimed to increase the added value of Indonesia's mineral resources through more efficient processing and refining process. The full report will be delivered by Kiki Purba.
In the webinar discussion on Indonesia's strategic minerals, Thursday, the 5th of March 2026, BRIN researcher Ulin Herlina presented research results on strategies for processing low-grade chromite sand to be utilized as raw material for ferrochrome production. Ferrochrome itself is an important component in the production of stainless steel, which is widely used in various industrial sectors.
This is our research focus, how to utilize the low-grade chromite sand as a raw material for ferrochrome production.
In his presentation, Ulin Herlina also highlighted the challenges in the availability of high-quality raw materials in the global metal industry. The limited supply of high-grade chromium has prompted researchers to find ways to utilize mineral resources with lower grades.
High-grade chromium or supply have become constrained, impacting that the need to utilize low to medium-grade chromium resources.
This research is also part of efforts to develop domestic mineral processing technology to support resource-based industries. Kiki Purba, Voice of Indonesia.
The Middle East conflict between Iran, the United States, and its ally Israel has escalated since late February following the attack on Tehran by the United States and Israel. The attack, which killed Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei on Saturday morning, February the 28th, prompted Iran to retaliate by launching hundreds of missiles and drones into Israeli territory and into U.S. military bases in several Persian Gulf countries. The escalating conflict has forced the Indonesian government to be on alert and prepare for the evacuation of Indonesian citizens spreading across various regions in the Middle East. Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono announced that 15 Indonesian citizens in Tehran, Iran, would be evacuated via Baku, Azerbaijan. This step was taken amid the escalating Middle East conflict. According to him, arrangements are currently being made for the evacuation. As Iranian airspace is closed, they must be transported to Baku, Azerbaijan, by land before being flown to Jakarta. Evacuation requires thorough and precise preparation, considering the land travel time can take around 10 hours. Furthermore, the Indonesian embassy in Iran must act quickly, exercise caution, and maintain high vigilance, considering the potential for the conflict to spread to various countries around the Persian Gulf. The 15 Indonesian citizens in Iran have submitted requests for immediate evacuation, but Indonesian citizens in several affected Gulf states, including Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain, have not yet submitted their evacuation requests. The number of Indonesian citizens in Iran is currently recorded at around 300, but it is estimated that this number could be higher as some Indonesian citizens have not yet reported their identities, particularly those working as crew members. That was commentary.
saat ku tenggelam dalam sendu, waktu pun enggan untuk berlalu. Ku berjanji untuk menutup pintu hatiku, entah untuk siapapun itu. Semakin ku lihat masa lalu, semakin hatiku tak menentu. Tetapi satu sinar terangi jiwaku saat ku melihat senyummu. Dan kau hadir merubah segalanya menjadi lebih indah. Kau bawa cintaku setinggi angkasa, membuatku merasa sempurna dan membuatku untuk menjalani hidup berdua denganmu selama-lamanya. Kaulah yang terbaik untukku. Kini ku ingin hentikan waktu bila kau berada di dekatku. Bunga cinta bermekaran dalam jiwaku, kan ku petik satu untukmu. Dan kau hadir merubah segalanya menjadi lebih indah. Kau bawa cintaku setinggi angkasa, membuatku merasa sempurna
about traditional beverage from all over Indonesia is never ending. One of them is the traditional Riau beverage, which has a unique name, namely Es Laksamana Mengamuk, which roughly translated means the outrage admiral. Even though the name is a little scary and strange, this Riau specialty is very, very fresh. It is actually an iced drink made from coconut milk combined with sugar and quenny mango. Es Laksamana Mengamuk is often seen during weddings and in the fasting month. When the weather is scorching hot, drinking it will make you feel refreshed. It is said that this typical Riau beverage is not only very refreshing, but also good for digestions. The high fiber content of quenny fruit can prevent constipation and other digestive disorders. Vitamin A contained in it is also good for your eyes and endurance. Quenny fruit is also able to meet daily iron needs.
Voice of Indonesia.
Of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Garut, which is one of popular destinations in West Java, Indonesia. Garut offers a strong culture as well as an impressive creative economy sector. This is the main attraction of this city, dubbed as Switzerland Van Java. If you visit Garut, it won't be complete without bringing home souvenirs from its unique creative economy products. We recommend some typical Garut souvenirs. First, Vetiver Root Crafts.
Vetiver root is often used as a medicine for toothache, rheumatism, and to eliminate bad breath. In fact, the leaves and stems can also be used as raw materials for crafts. Some crafts made from vetiver include bags, wall hangings, and woven root dolls in the shape of sheep. You can buy various crafts from vetiver root when you come to Garut. The price of vetiver root crafts varies from tens of thousands to hundreds of thousands of rupiah. Depending on the type of craft and level of complexity of the manufacturing process. Visiting Garut without buying dodol feels like something incomplete. Moreover, this fudge-like sweet made from glutinous rice, palm sugar, and coconut milk is indeed a culinary icon of Garut, whose popularity has even earned Garut the nickname City of Dodol. This typical Garut dodol can be easily found throughout Garut. There are various flavors such as sesame dodol, peanut dodol, and various fruit dodol such as pineapple, jackfruit, strawberry, and even durian flavor. Listener, for the people of Garut, Kunci sweet soy sauce, which has been around since the 1960s, is an inseparable part of their culinary delights. The popularity of this sweet soy sauce began when the Tintin Company was founded, which is said to have been successful because it started with the tenacity of a husband and a wife couple, Lee Mapan and Tan So Ing. As a result of his hard work and tenacity, now Tintin Factory not only produces superior soy sauce, such as Kunci sweet soy sauce, but also produces various other types of soy sauce with different trademarks, namely Angsa, Hade, Selera, Sarasa soy sauce, Haramis brand soy sauce, to food vinegar products with the Chabe brand. If you visit Garut, don't miss the opportunity to buy this legendary Kunci branded sweet soy sauce product. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
I just wanna be myself. You don't love me the way I love you. Too bad to say it's sad, but it's true. Baby, won't you let me know? Did you see her when you're looking at me? I'm not her shadow no more. So look at you now, I take a bow. Thanks for all the lessons learned. Showing me how we wouldn't know. Play with fire, you get burned. It's not that I don't care, but there's loss beyond repair. So look at me now, I'm better on my own. Someday maybe we can work it out. If you really want to figure what it's all about. But you don't love me the way I love you. Too bad to see it's sad, but it's true. Baby, won't you let me know? Oh, did you see her when you looking at me? Now, I
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in the language. Mari berbahasa Indonesia or let's speak bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is berwisata di Bandung. Berwisata di Bandung, which means a tour to Bandung. We listen to a conversation entitled Bersenang-senang, Bersenang-senang, which means have fun. This conversation takes place between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Indah, his vlog community friend at the historic hotel in Bandung. Let's listen to their conversation.
Saya sudah berada di Hotel Savoy Homan, hotel bersejarah di Bandung. Besok kita akan kemana, Indah?
Besok saya akan ajak kamu ke Museum Konferensi Asia Afrika.
Pokoknya ikuti kami terus, kami akan bersenang-senang selama di Bandung.
After we listen to the conversation, I will give vocabulary related to today's material. Bersenang-senang, bersenang-senang, which means having fun. I will say the words slowly twice each and you can repeat after me. Kami, kami, which means we. Bersenang-senang, bersenang-senang, which means have fun. Selama di Bandung, which means while in Bandung. Kami akan bersenang-senang selama di Bandung. Kami akan bersenang-senang selama di Bandung, which means we will have fun while in Bandung. Hotel bersejarah. Hotel bersejarah, which means historic hotel. Besok. Besok, which means tomorrow. Ajak. Ajak, which means invite. Museum Konferensi Asia Afrika. Museum Konferensi Asia Afrika, which means Asian African Conference Museum. Ikuti. Ikuti, which means follow. In the conversation, you heard kami akan bersenang-senang selama di Bandung. Kami akan bersenang-senang selama di Bandung, which means we will have fun while in Bandung. In the sentence, there is the word bersenang-senang. Bersenang-senang, which means have fun or in a state of enjoyment. Other examples. Let's listen to other examples of the expression that means in a state to describe feelings. Berbahagia. Berbahagia, which means happy. Chris berbahagia hari ini, which means Chris is happy today. Bersedih. Bersedih, which means sad. Dia bersedih tidak sempat mengunjungi Bandung. Dia bersedih tidak sempat mengunjungi Bandung, which means he was sad that he didn't have time to visit Bandung. From April the 18th until 24th, 1955, the Asia-Africa Conference was held in Bandung. It was a high-level conference attended by leaders from 29 Asian and African countries. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia today, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Saya sudah berada di Hotel Savoy Homan, hotel bersejarah di Bandung. Besok kita akan kemana, Indah?
Besok saya akan ajak kamu ke Museum Konferensi Asia Afrika.
Pokoknya ikuti kami terus, kami akan bersenang-senang selama di Bandung.
That was Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia Today with the topic Berwisata di Bandung. Berwisata di Bandung, which means a tour to Bandung, and a conversation entitled Bersenang-senang. Bersenang-senang, which means have fun. Hopefully, this edition is useful for those of you who want to get to know Bahasa Indonesia better. We will meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai jumpa lagi.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Cinta. satukan hati, kuatkan jiwa.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Zapin Hamdallah by Della MSF. The song was composed by Usu Isro. The lyrics shows gratitude to God for the Malay land, which has been famous from time to time, as well as its people who live in peace and tranquility. The song Zapin Hamdallah is a Malay song from Siak Regency, Riau. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Zapin Hamdallah by Della. Enjoy the song.
Thank you. Kita